potato. Can I get a witness right there? With hallelujah, with Thousand Island dressing on a salad. That's what I think about when I think about a cow. But when I think about a sheep, my mind wanders to that that keeps that sheep safe, and that's the shepherd. Because a sheep and a shepherd are synonymous together. You could not have a sheep apart from a shepherd, because a shepherd keeps that sheep safe. A shepherd feeds that sheep. Apart from that shepherd, a sheep could not survive, not one moment in this life. It must have a shepherd. Now, I'm going to give you two things about the text and then a personal testimony, and I'll be done. I'm looking at this text. The Bible tells us here something about how the shepherd knows the sheep's name. The Bible tells us something special about the shepherd's call or the shepherd's voice. Sheep do not have, my friend, collars or tags in that day. They did not have personal brands. They did not have net wire fencing to separate the sheep from one flock to the next. The only thing that could separate one flock from the other flocks is the voice of the shepherd. And I'm grateful this morning, ladies and gentlemen, that I've heard the voice of my shepherd. I'm grateful my shepherd has called my name. I'm grateful, listen, my name will never go down in the registers of who's among the society, but thank God there's a God in heaven that knows who I am, that has called me by my name. It's called my name. Hallelujah. Thank God the shepherd knows us and calls us, and we can hear his voice. When I started raising my sheep, Brother Dana, I gathered that little flock into my pasture, and I began to read Philip Keller's book to them out loud. It wasn't that they might know something about what Keller thinks about the sheep, but I knew if I was going to doctor those sheep, if I was going to give those sheep medicine, if I was going to care for those sheep and draw them close to me, they must be familiar with my voice. And thank God I think about my Lord Jesus Christ, who has called me by name. Aren't you glad he calls you by name? I was not some random name in the database of earth. I was not some nameless face in the crowd. But thank God, as an 8-year-old boy, my loving Savior called me by my name. He called me out to himself. And I say thank God for it. I'm grateful that he knows my name. There's something sweet about the shepherd's voice. There's something sweet about the shepherd's care. It takes a great deal of money to raise sheep. Amen. I found this out the hard way. I've raised goats before, and you can tie a goat by the head in a kudzu patch and they'll be just fine. But sheep are altogether different. It takes a great deal of money and finance to, my friend, raise sheep. And listen, when I began to think about raising sheep, I spared no expense. And the first thing I had to do was I took the fence in 8 acres of pasture ground. I went and bought my T-post at $5 and something a piece. I went and bought my corner post. I went and bought my brace post. I went and bought 8 or 10 rows of net wire. I bought the best wire I could buy just to provide a place for those sheep in my pasture. Amen. It takes a great price to raise sheep and to keep those sheep protected. And I'll never forget this, Brother Curtis. It also takes a barn. It takes something to keep those sheep from the sunlight and from the elements. I was going to go pick my sheep up on a Monday morning at 9 o'clock. I'd worked all weekend building my sheep's barn, and I get out there early Monday morning to finish that barn. I had some old rough cut lumber, and I was driving nails in that lumber. I got to thinking about all the money I'd spent providing a place for those sheep to live in, and about that time I hit my thumb and I drawled back, and brothers and sisters, if I'd been a plumber, I'd have cussed right there. But since I was a preacher, I did not cuss. I refrained. But I threw my hammer down and I said, Lord, I hope them stupid sheep know how much of a price I paid to give them a place. And about that time, the Holy Ghost come in that barn with me and said, have you ever thought about how much I paid to give you a place? Hallelujah. Thank God I'm his sheep. I've heard his voice and he paid the price for me. Isn't that right? Thank God it took a lot. It took a whole lot to provide a place for me. Amen. It took a whole lot. And listen to me. I finished building that barn and I went off to buy my sheep. And I got down there to the barn in Middle Tennessee. And I was expecting, brothers and sisters, to find a rolling hilled farm with little white sheep speckling the landscape, a picturesque view. But I did not find that. What I found was I could barely fit